Harford, White, Gullen. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It is. It's nice to have your company. And on the line now is a gentleman who this week will become a life member of the AFL. 300 games of involvement as a player and as a coach of the AFLW Adelaide Crows premiership team from last year. Don't want to talk about it. Matt Clark is his name. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning. How are we all?
Going very well. Thank you, mate. Life member of the AFL this week. That must be a nice little feather in your cap.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know much about that, but somebody showed it. Well, my wife, actually, showed it to me on Twitter. I'm not on social media, so but apparently if it happens on Twitter, it's a real thing. So there you go.
So no one from the AFL has informed you of this. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I may have just missed the email, I don't know. But if you can trust Twitter, and can you trust Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Everything's right on Twitter.
Fair enough, then. Yeah, no, apparently so.
Sometimes you can. Now, your girls, the Adelaide Crows, have had a challenging season in terms of access to players, Maddie. I mean, how many players have you got currently fit and able on your list?
Yeah, no, we're sort of back up to reasonably healthy stocks now. I think we're at 25. Clearly round one, we got down to 21. And then we're able to access the top-up players. So we've got two training on, Rochelle Martin and Xenia Kavouras. And Rochelle played in round one and actually was probably one of our better players.
Yeah.
But the week later, we couldn't pick her because, as you know, the rules stipulate that unless you're at 22, they're not available for you. So which is an interesting ruling. But anyway, that's probably another matter.
Now, Matty, Daniel wanted me to ask this. Was last year's grand final the easiest day in the coach's box you've had?
No, it certainly wasn't easy.
It looked like it.
Yeah. Well, I have never watched the game back, to be fair.
Either is he. Neither have I, Matty.
But, yeah, it was clearly a great day for us. But also, I think, just for women's footy, it was pretty spectacular the way that the crowd showed up. And obviously, the standard of the game was pretty high. And I think that's sort of flowed over into this season. I think the standard of the footy this year is certainly better than last, and you know, all the teams have stepped up.
Obviously, Erin Phillips is your main girl and everyone's main girl. How is she? Because before the start of the season, we're hearing, oh, she could be ready for round one, but it seems to be a week by week thing now.
Yeah, no, it's very much. We're getting close, but ultimately, she's just got to tick off all the things to keep all the medical team 100% happy, because it's not a small decision to come back from a major injury, and I guess she's such a driven and professional athlete that she's done so much work that she sort of felt as though, let's get me out there. But now we just want to be, ultimately really comfortable that it's the right call for her long term, playing future, rather than just this particular week.
Is there a danger she might not play? Like, could you take that conservative route for the whole season?
Oh, I mean, ultimately, it does sit with the medical team. You know, I'm reasonably confident that as long as she doesn't have any setbacks, that she'll get out there. But yeah, we'll just sort of take it, as you say, week by week.
How do you think you're going as a team at the moment, Matt? Because obviously, you did so well last year. This year, expectations are high. You're going okay, but are you going as well as you'd like to be?
Yeah, it's not. To be honest, it's actually not dissimilar to last season. I do think the standard across the league has risen significantly. Probably at the weekend's game, I've only just sort of watched it back yesterday, but it's probably our best performance and most complete in terms of four quarters. Probably each of the other games have been a little bit patchy, but yeah, on the weekend we actually played a really solid game of footy, and Geelong were just excellent as well. So it was even though the margin was fairly tight, I was really, really happy with the way we played that game. So, we didn't really hit our straps until pretty late in the year last year. And clearly you don't have that luxury because with the standard going up, you may well miss finals. But we feel as though we're sort of, building towards some decent form.
Now, you watched the game back. I heard you post-game was down there. That decision in the last 2 minutes, what's your reflection?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a shame. As I say, it was a really cracking game. I think, if it's a behind, then they've got sort of 30 seconds to transition length of the ground. Obviously it would have made it a bit more exciting. But it was probably by the letter of the law. You could argue the free was there, but it didn't feel quite right when when you watched it live, and even watching it back, she had a fair bit of momentum taking it towards the line. So, one of the, I guess, as I said, by the letter of the law, the umpy probably got it right, but it was a pretty tough call.
Everyone talks about Erin. I've got nothing but admiration for Chelsea Randall, the way she plays and goes about her business. Clarkie, how's she coping not playing at the moment?
She's got a lot of energy and nowhere to expend it, unfortunately. But she's been great from a coaching perspective. Obviously, we'd much rather have her out on the ground. But I think it's been a really, really nice step for her. You know, I think long term she's got great potential as a coach. And so to spend this season in the box and down on the bench has been a nice opportunity for her. But yeah, obviously she's such a competitor and she's got so much enthusiasm and energy that she's sort of, you know, bouncing off the walls up in the coach's box. So it'll be good to have her back out there next year. But yeah, she's going okay.
I'm sure she's got heaps to give and the players love having her around in that capacity as well. Look forward to your company on Sunday, mate. Don't go too well.
No, yeah, well, hopefully just a little bit better than you, mate.
Nice work. Matty Clark with us, a coach of the Adelaide AFLW Crows, a life member of the AFL this week. Sunday, a big clash against the Blues.